Ananias and Sapphira. The believers shared everything they owned. If someone had a need, others would sell their possessions and give to that need. A godly man named Barnabas had some land and sold it for the needs of others. He brought the money and gave it to the apostles. A married couple named Ananias and Sapphira also decided to sell some land and give the money to the apostles. It was to be used for the good of the church. But Ananias changed his mind after the land was sold. He and his wife decided to keep some of the money for themselves. The two of them talked and agreed that they'd still give part of the money to the church, but they'd say that they gave it all. Ananias went to the gathering of believers without Sapphira. He gave his gift to Peter and said it was the full amount he had gotten when he had sold the land. Peter looked at him and said, "Satan has filled your heart and caused you to lie to the Holy Spirit. You didn't have to sell your land. And once it was sold, you didn't have to give all the money to the church. Why did you decide to lie about this? You didn't lie to us. You lied to God." As soon as Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. This caused great fear to spread across the entire congregation. Young men picked him up, wrapped him in strips of cloth, carried him out, and buried him. 3 hours later, Sapphira came to the gathering. She hadn't heard what had happened to her husband. Peter said to her, "Did you and your husband sell the land for the amount of money you gave to the church?" "Oh, yes, that was the total selling price." Peter looked at her. "Why did the two of you agree to test the Holy Spirit? Listen, do you hear those footsteps? Those are the young men who just buried your husband. Now they'll take your dead body and bury it." Immediately she fell down and died. The young men came and found her lying dead on the ground. They picked her up and buried her next to her husband. News of this spread throughout the region. Because of it, people were more careful when they thought about joining the band of believers. Still, their numbers increased greatly of both men and women.